This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With no movement apparent in Washington on ending the partial government shutdown, conservatives are pushing the idea of letting Congress authorize funding for budget lines piecemeal. This coincidentally comes at a time when a handful of cities are running pilot projects to give the public, as opposed to politicians, a bigger say on how city budgets are spent. It's called participatory budgeting, and San Francisco's among the places trying it. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
The idea behind participatory budgeting is simple. Let ordinary folks decide how to spend public money. To show me how it works, San Francisco Supervisor David Chu took me to the Chinatown Branch Library.
It was actually our Chinese immigrant seniors that made the push for books in their language. It's not something that I'd thought about until it was brought to my attention through this process.
For the pilot, Chu set aside $100,000. Residents in his district attended town hall meetings, debated the issues, and voted. They gave money to local businesses. They provided rent assistance for people getting evicted. A few hundred people took part in the pilot.
I have 75, 80,000 constituents, many of whom have no idea that this budget process is happening. But I think there's an opportunity with technology to engage many more people.
The idea is to slowly move that process online. The city is still hashing out how that might work, but it's got a model in Brazil.
One of the smarter uses of technology that I've seen with participatory budgeting in Brazil is getting wired vans that take internet access to those neighborhoods that aren't as wired.
Tim Bonneman is CEO of Intellitix. His startup is among a growing number of companies finding ways to use digital tools to improve civic participation. Instead of going after flashy, sexy apps, Bonneman says techies need to tackle basic problems like access to technology.
Hey, welcome to Code for America. I'm Mick.
Code for America is a nonprofit in San Francisco that helps bring technology to cities. Mick Thompson is Code for America's engineering resident, and he says it's not as easy as it looks.
There's occasions when cities think, well, we can just bring together a hackathon, we'll have this solved in a weekend, right?
Thompson says cities don't always understand that even the best apps and software need to be constantly updated and tweaked, and that costs money. And sometimes it just doesn't work. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.